Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, you know, your kids get a little sniffle now, or they've got a little dry cough that just seems to be carrying on. And they said that this is going to be a wicked spring after such a long, hard winter. Is it seasonal allergies? How do you know? And, you know, what do you do about it once you do figure that out? My guest is Dr. Corinne Cross. She's a pediatrician and spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Welcome to the show, Dr. Cross. So, seasonal allergies, how do we know that's what it is, and what do we do about it?
Hi, nice to talk to you again. Seasonal allergies, you basically are thinking something that's been lasting a long time. So a lot of the symptoms are similar to a cold, such as a runny nose, like the throat clearing, feeling like you have some postnasal drip. But when they linger on and the child doesn't seem to be sick anymore, there's no fever, they don't really seem run down, they're lasting more than a week or two, then that's the time to start thinking, maybe these are allergies. So the runny nose with allergies, instead of being that like yellow or green stuff, is usually just clear. A lot of the symptoms, if you think about it, comes from having all of this extra mucus. So they'll feel stuffy. They sneeze. And so you don't often sneeze when you're sick. You feel congested, but you don't sneeze. So if you're sneezing, that's much more common that it's allergies. Sometimes you have itchy or watery eyes. So your eyes are tearing. Again, if it's the yellow stuff, then it's conjunctivitis and you have pink eye and you need to go to the doctor. But if it's the just like a lot of sort of just tearing, that's more allergies. And then kids can have the throat clearing, so they get some postnasal drip because they do have all this extra mucus. Their nose itches, so you see the kids with their little fists rubbing their noses. They sniffle a lot since they're not actually blowing their nose. You hear them sniffling. And then they can also get something that we call allergic shiners, like allergic black eyes. What they are is that they're very congested, and underneath their eye, the skin starts to get that, like, dark circles. It looks like they're very tired. That's actually from retaining the fluid. So those are all things that if you can put those together in your head, you can say, wow, this doesn't seem like a cold anymore. This seems like it's allergies. Now, some kids who have asthma, their asthma might be triggered by an allergen, so it can get a little bit more confusing. Or kids who have eczema, their eczema may also act up because of seasonal allergies. But when you see this all sort of starting to come together, it should put a light bulb on in your head that this might not be a cold anymore.
So, Dr. Cross, my daughter's been having this cough. Like that. Sometimes it's in the middle of the night. Sometimes it's when she wakes up in the morning. A few times during the day. It's nothing that sounds barky or scary. We did take her to the doctor once so they could feel her glands and everything. And it's nothing. And now it's lasted 3 weeks or so, and it's just this cough. I keep thinking it's a nasal drip from the back, you know, and that this is just as you described. So if you hear this, and I think that that's what she's got at this point, what do you do about it?
So there's a couple of things you can do. If you have a child who has had asthma or eczema or any sort of food allergies, they're more likely to have what used to be called hay fever or allergic rhinitis, this sort of post-nasal drip that can sometimes make them have that cough. If you have a family history of those sorts of allergies, again, you would be on the lookout for this sort of thing. So with your daughter, you know, it's springtime. There's pollen-producing plants out there. There's, you know, ragweed, grass, weeds, trees. There's mold spores that go out in the air. All this stuff is very hard. For most allergens, we say try to avoid it. But if it's something like this, obviously you can't tell your daughter to try to avoid it. There are certain things you can do. So a lot of kids do have them at night, and so we say sleep with your windows closed, and, you know, you can turn on the air conditioner because you just don't want that stuff coming in your room. Other things you can do is you can try some over-the-counter medication. Now, if your child's younger, you're not going to do this. If I happen to know your daughter's older, but if your child's, you know, six or younger, you're not going to, you know, start trying to medicate them yourself. But if you have, you know, a middle schooler or a teenager, there's nothing wrong with giving them a dose of Benadryl as prescribed on the back of the bottle and seeing, does this help? Now, Benadryl, of course, will make them sleepy, so they may fall asleep and, you know, you may think it's helping, but you really will see if you give it to them in the middle of the day, you know, are they having that cough anymore? Now, there's other medications. So Benadryl is an antihistamine, so it helps with any sort of allergy symptoms. There are the newer medications like Claritin or Zyrtec. And these newer medications don't cause drowsiness. And some of these are available over-the-counter as well. So that's another thing that you can try. But if you try these and they seem to be working, my advice to you would be not to continue to self-medicate, but rather to take your child to the doctor, say, we tried this, you know, we did this trial of medications. It seems to work. Where should we go from here? And there's a lot of things your doctor can do.
Okay, so you mentioned the Claritin, and these things are mostly, you know, over-the-counter, and they don't cause the drowsiness that, you know, good old-fashioned Benadryl does. And then if they work, that's when you know to go to the doctor and say these things are working, then what do we do? What about just not doing anything?
So you can, I mean, really, these things are treated only because you need symptom relief. If you're not having hives and you're not having any trouble breathing, then, you know, that's not necessary that you treat it. But it is very, you know, bothersome. It's hard for kids to concentrate in school. Sometimes it's hard for them to sleep. So you do want to do what you can. So sometimes you take the medication. So the doctors will tell you to take the medication as soon as you see the symptoms because that's when it works the best. And sometimes they'll tell you to take it preventatively. So they'll say, you know what, the next, you know, week is going to be pretty bad for pollen. So let's just take it every day in the morning. This way we get through the week. You don't want to be taking a medication every day really for the rest of your life for something like this, but there are seasons and there are times in those seasons where the pollen count might be particularly high. There's other things that you can do. Your doctor may suggest that you go get allergy tested so that you know exactly what you're allergic to. You may think that it's something outside, but it may be something like dust mites or something that's in your home that you can either clean for or wrap your mattress in, you know, some sort of protective zippered covering so that you have less of those allergens. So there is a reason to talk to your doctor about it and sometimes to get allergy tested so that you know exactly what the culprit is and how to avoid it better. Your doctor can also give you prescription medications like nasal sprays. So if it is that you have a lot of this mucus and that's what's dripping down the back of your throat, then nasal sprays may help, but that's something you do need to go to your doctor for.
Well, in the areas where they've got these sort of sudden bursts of pollen in the spring and grass is coming up and people are just getting out there and getting outside and stuff, how do we avoid the triggers? You know, if our kids want to get out, they've got cabin fever, but this is sort of affecting them. How do we avoid those triggers? Do you believe in air filters? You mentioned keeping your windows shut. What works?
So air filters can work. Keeping your windows shut, air conditioners sometimes reduce some of the pollen as well. You know, but obviously we want our kids to be able to go outside. You don't want to stay inside when it's a beautiful day, even if it's a beautiful day full of pollen. So that is when medication comes in. Usually for most children, if they take a Claritin or a Benadryl beforehand, they can handle going outside. And that's something to think about. So the Benadryl you can give them at night, but the Claritin or the Zyrtec you give, you know, in the mornings. And that really is what we do. The other things are making sure that if they do have asthma, making sure they have their inhaler. So if they're going outside and they're playing and, you know, the asthma does, you know, the allergen does trigger the asthma, making sure that they're prepared. This way, you know, it doesn't get worse. But really, you know, we have to just get through the spring. Now, some kids have never had allergies before, and then it's a bad spring, and they actually have allergies, it seems like, for your daughter for the first time. And that's no indication that they'll have them every year. So really talking to your doctor about it and taking each case and each, you know, child as they are and figuring out what to do is the best thing that you can do. But, you know, to stay inside for the entire spring, that's just too hard on anybody.
It certainly is. And in the last 30 seconds, Dr. Cross, wrap it up for spring allergies and seasonal allergies for us.
So the thing that parents have to do is have it on their radar. I mean, often they're coming into the doctor and we tell them they can have a lingering cough because that's what happens with colds. But if the cough really seems to be lingering longer than you think it should, if they've lost all those other symptoms of being sick, they don't have the sore throat, they don't have the fever, they look good, but they have this runny, clear nose and they have a cough that won't go away, now's the time to start thinking about seasonal allergies. And now's the time to try to take them into the doctor, see if there's anything you can do to alleviate the symptoms, and do the simple things you can in your home, like making sure that it's clean, vacuuming, washing the sheets, shutting your windows, so that the pollen doesn't come in and then settle in your home.
Spring cleaning time is here. Thank you so much, Dr. Corinne Cross. Such an amazing guest. She really just gives us such great information that parents can use. And that's what we're doing here on Healthy Children, right here on Radio MD. Share it with your friends on Facebook. Tell them about these shows because they're fantastic. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well.